everyone. Welcome back to, I think this is the third day of ZCon 4, and we're back to recording some ZCon sessions. Really excited to have Jason McGee with me to discuss just overall sentiment around the dev fund and just ask for your opinion. So I think a good way to always start these conversations is to provide just a quick intro, some context, how you're feeling about the event, what your thoughts are. If you want to start with that and then get into the dev fund, I feel like it'd be a good way to kick this off.
Yeah, so Jason McGee, I'm a member of the Zcash Community Grants Committee. I recently started a new organization called Shielded Labs, which is based in Switzerland. I consider myself like an active community member. I've worked on different governance initiatives, and I do things like host Twitter Spaces events, yep, and just really like to be involved in Zcash. As far as the event's concerned, like I think this has been a great 3 days so far. What I've really liked about it is seeing the way that, as a member of ZCG, it's nice to see how all the grantees, the grant recipients, have been incorporated into the talks. We saw a lot with the ambassadors, panels and discussions. We saw ZGO and UniFFI and the Equilibrium team. And I just think it's been a very good 3 days.
Yeah, I feel like this year compared to maybe last year, there's been a lot more focus on like the community-centric programs.
Yes, exactly.
People that are like kind of going out into the world and actively trying to drive adoption to the technology and its various applications. What do you think of kind of the overall, obviously ZCG has a very big hand and very big influence on like creating all these programs and help funding them.
Yeah.
What's your overall thoughts on, the success of the Global Ambassador Program? What are some of your highlights over the last little bit of that being implemented? Yeah, what are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I think, so I love the Global Ambassador Program. And I think when we first started it back in February 2022, we didn't really envision it turning out as it did. Like, we expanded it up to 11 ambassadors.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've had 14 countries represented. And I think the diversity of the events that occur are really interesting to see. We try to give the ambassadors a creative freedom to do whatever they see fit for, their community. And seeing the Brazil team doing what they're doing and spinning off into another grant was very inspiring. I got to give a shout out to Yodatar, who sort of manages the ambassadors and helps them come up with ideas and like assesses their monthly reports and gives them tips on how to improve and what's good and so on and so forth. But I think it's good to see the passion that they approach it with and the communities that they're building.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and I think if you compare it to 2 years ago, you see a dramatic difference. You see the impact that it's had, and that's what's most rewarding, I think.
Yeah, and for me, just kind of looking outside, looking in at times, I feel like the biggest impact potentially has been the ambassador's ability to have other people come in and also contribute and be a part of the Zcash community and work towards things that are advancing the ecosystem, the protocol, and potentially the mission.
Yeah.
I think that's been really interesting. So I'm super excited to, like I've talked about this weekend, how we can potentially advance those models and think of different ways to fund them and coordinate with them. What is your thoughts? You were on the panel on the first day with regards to the future of Zcash, decentralization, and funding.
Yeah.
I think a good way we could shift the conversation right now is to what is your thoughts around the past rendition of the dev fund? What are some areas do you think it could improve? And what would you like to see? Well, first, do you support a future dev fund? So what are your thoughts on the past dev fund?
Yeah.
And do you support a future one?
My thoughts on the past dev fund is I think it was a good model. I wish it would have been a little bit more thought out. Like I have been concerned and vocal about there being too much U.S. centrism within the current organizations and that being a huge risk. I think that could have been thought through better. But now we have the opportunity to, address that concern. And what I find am most optimistic about is going into this, like if you would have asked me a few months ago, I would have thought that decentralizing the dev fund and actually adding geographic diversity would be contentious. And it's clear that it's actually not. Like, it's clear that you know, there's significant support behind these initiatives. So I'm happy to see that. And I think that, I'll stop there.
Okay, sweet. And then, so obviously with talking about geographic diversity and adding potentially new organizations, I would imagine that you do support a future rendition of the Dev Fund or with some changes?
Yeah, I mean, I'll keep it simple. I'd say I'd like to see one or two more orgs added. I'd like to see ZCG. I'm open to ZCG being independent, but I'm not opposed to the current structure. Mm-hmm. But I think that it would make sense to have a path to independence, and that's why I'm excited about the Zcash Foundation's announcement about a Cayman Island entity.
Yep.
And the possibility of moving ZCG under that.
Yep.
And then having that organization exist under ZF with the benefit of having ZF support. And then depending on how things go in the future with the price and ZEC, with how Zeus and G is performing, maybe taking those training wheels off and making it a completely independent Cayman Island entity somewhere down the line.
Yeah, because I think when we talk about ZCG, I think people, I've actually been fortunate enough to go through that process of helping a group apply for a grant and receive funding. While you're going through the process, you're just like, you're going through this, obviously the process of ZCG, and then when you get finished, you don't realize that a lot of that back-end work and administrative work has been done and managed by the Zcash Foundation.
Yeah.
So I think that really has been helpful because it allows you all to have the opportunity to focus on higher level strategic initiatives and including like managing and understanding which grants that you want to fund and work with those grantees. So I think people at times might forget that the Zcash Foundation has a big influence on that.
They do. They do a wonderful job supporting us. And I think the thing to remember is that none of us are full-time employees. We're all like, I mean, we do get paid a small stipend, but I mean, we're sort of volunteers, right?
Yeah.
Like we're sort of volunteering our time to work on this committee.
Because I would imagine the amount of hours that you put in are definitely exceeding any like hourly
exactly.
grant associated with that. Yeah, of course. So what do you think then if we're looking and we hear a lot of, you know, support for potentially adding one to two organizations within the next rendition of the Debt Fund. I think something on the panel that we were on, Jack Gavigan brought up, is like, if you want to have these ideas of adding another organization, further decentralization, further geographic diversity, potential governance changes, we need to make proposals.
Yeah.
So what do you think the community can do right now, like someone listening to this or someone in attendance or someone in the forums or Zcash Global Discord, et cetera, What can the next step for them be to help contribute to this discussion? What do you recommend for people to do?
I mean, I recommend for people to get involved, be active, find people who have like-minded ideas and goals. And I think you should work together to propose something concrete that aligns with your interests.
And
I think that if, for example, you believe that there are people that have said that they think that the Dev Fund should exceed 20%. That's not something that I agree with.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, make sure that you're researching your perspective and being well thought out before proposing it. So, and you're able to back up sort of the things that you're saying. I think we need to be having more discussions. Like right now we're doing these Twitter spaces on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
And we have the forum thread with the poll, but it's not enough. Like I feel like we need to be more active, you know, just sort of discussing it and hammering out like how we want the Dev Fund to work. I also want to be clear that I do not want this to be a process that is run by ECC and ZF. Like I would like to see more community members step up and take a role in defining what the Dev Fund is going to be like, because
I would agree with that, because ultimately, like from my perspective, and I think others share this perspective, is that the Dev Fund organizations in a way are answering to the community, because it is the community, like they have some type of alignment with token holders and coin holders, that it's not like they're directly funded. It's just this weird like kind of relationship where if you're a Zcash holder, you are acknowledging that your holdings are in some way impacting the way that these organizations can function and operate, et cetera. So there is this sentiment of like last year at ZCon 3, where there was a discussion in the one of the town halls where do we answer to coin holders, right? Do the organizations of the Dev Fund answer to coin holders? My perspective is yes. And I think it is as people who are Zcash users, who hold Zec and are also members of the community. Yeah, I would agree. It's like important that they are leading the discussion. They're driving the conversations because everyone is going to have their own individual perspective. And hearing more community perspective means that we can take little bits from everybody and then apply it to like a future proposal and potentially a future rendition of Zcash community funding. So I would definitely agree with that. So maybe like some concrete examples could be get with people who believe kind of similar to you. So if you don't want a dev fund, like interact with those people.
Yes, exactly.
Create a proposal, create more online events and town halls and places where we can engage. Where are some good places you think for that?
A lot of people don't like the forum. Mm-hmm. I like the forum. I think that the forum is only as good as the contributors. So if there are trolls there that have loud voices, I think that it's on the community to drown that noise out.
Yeah.
Also want to touch on something you said about people who disagree with the dev fund. Like, I think that if you believe that, you should put together a proposal that advocates for ending the dev fund and seeing what sentiment is on that.
And also see, and also
like, that's what I'm trying to say is I don't want to be in like this echo chamber where everybody just supports in dev fund and we're just like, you know.
Yeah, like what are other organizations that don't have dev funds? What are they doing?
Yeah, exactly. What are other
fund protocol development and fund adoption? So no, I am totally in agreement with that. Is there any parting thoughts that you would have to the community just with regards to these future discussions, content from the weekend? Yeah, any part?
Yeah, one thing I'm concerned about is how consensus is going to be determined. And I do not want it to be Zcap decided outcome that's run by the Zcash Foundation. I think that we need to be having this conversation sooner than later, and we need to put together an independent council or board or committee of stakeholders and community members to determine things like how will the census be determined, if there are polls, what the questions will be, what the population of answers will be, how the results will be interpreted, so on and so forth. I do not want this to be something that the Zcash Foundation just completely
Ronnie's been able to manage. Yeah.
I think that more of that sort of community governance, more of it needs to go to the community.
Yeah. And I think just to add on to that, right? Like a thing, again, we as community members, we need to do is create proposals and discussions around what are other models that we could implement to ensure that it's not completely dependent on Zcap, which is obviously managed by the Zcash Foundation.
Yes, exactly.
So awesome. Well, Jason, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it. And look forward to the next few months of discussion and debate around all of this.
Thank you.